This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Before Congress left town last week to go home and campaign, Republicans in the House of Representatives passed something called the Buffett Rule Act of 2012. Lest you think the GOP signed on to a millionaire's tax, which is what the actual Buffett Rule is, they didn't. The version passed by the House would let people volunteer to pitch in a little bit more on their tax bill every year. There are already ways to do that, though. The one in the news of late is to do what Mitt Romney did last year and not deduct some charitable contributions that you're entitled to. Bruce Bartlett, a former official in two Republican administrations, it should be said, wrote about the illogic of all of this for the New York Times economics blog today. Mr. Bartlett, good to have you with us.
Happy to be here.
Is this, in your mind, where the Republicans have gotten themselves on tax increases, given that they seem to have hemmed themselves in, right? They can't talk about it. They can't vote for it. So now they're counting on people to do it themselves.
Well, that's right. One way they have responded is say, look, if Warren Buffett or anybody else is concerned that the rich are not paying enough taxes, they're free to send a check to the Treasury. And now they seem to have decided that this is really their official response to any arguments that are made that revenues need to rise to deal with the deficit.
To be clear, you have been able, we as citizens, in fact, everybody, can write a check to the government anytime they like. I mean, that policy goes back to like the 1840s or something, you say.
That's right. The Treasury has a fund. They've gotten about $7.5 million so far this year, which is actually quite a bit more than they usually get. A little bit of money does come in.
Every year.
Every year.
Wow.
It's usually more in the $3 or $4 million range. But like I said, it's been a little bit higher this year for some reason.
It kind of stands to reason that if you're going to have this little check-off box on your tax returns that says, I want to pay more, and you point this out, that you might have a check-off box on the applicable forms that say, you know, I don't need my Social Security payment. I don't need Medicare. I don't need, my farm subsidy or whatever.
Well, that would certainly seem logical if the idea is that we are to make personal voluntary contributions to deficit reduction. Why should it be only on the tax side? There's certainly any number of people who are pretty well-to-do who draw Social Security and benefit from other government programs. If the Republicans are serious about this being a serious way to deal with deficit reduction, maybe that should be done as well.
Is this any way to have a rational discussion about the admitted deficit problem that we have in this country?
Obviously, no. Our deficit problem is in the trillions. The most that voluntary taxes or voluntary non-taking of benefits is going to add up to is in the millions of dollars, perhaps the low billions. In the long run, you have to have broad-based taxation, the federal income tax, the payroll tax. Those are the mainstays of financing government, and all this is just political, you know.
Yeah, we can't say it on the radio.
Whatever it is. That's right, BS.
Yeah. What about you? Do you ever write a check to this gift fund that the United States has?
No, if I were inclined to write a check, it would be to the Salvation Army, and I'll deduct the charitable contribution.
Bruce Bartlett writes for the economics blog at the New York Times. Mr. Bartlett, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.